The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown His great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name," and all were amazed. Diyos, maraming naaga sa Indagabos. Magandang umaga po at good morning po sa ating lahat na nakikinig na dito sa 98.3 The Mother's Touch. Today, we celebrate one of the greatest saints. Why? Because liturgically speaking, only three person we celebrate their birth or nativity. Ano yun? Sino-sino? Si Lord, of course, December 25, the nativity of our Lord Jesus. And September 8, the birth of our Blessed Mother. And today, the birth or nativity of St. John the Baptist. At alam nyo, even Saint John the Baptist is particular because, like our Blessed Mother, he was born without original sin. Ano lang ang pagkakaiba ni Saint John the Baptist kay Mama Mary, our Blessed Mother? Sige nga. The difference is, our Blessed Mother was immaculately conceived. When she was conceived in the womb of Saint Anne, she was already free from original sin. While Saint John the Baptist was sanctified in the womb of Saint Elizabeth, when our Blessed Mother visited her cousin, Saint Elizabeth. Sabi pa nga, naalala ko ni Brother Mike, sa El Shaddai, Saint John the Baptist is the first charismatic. Why? Because she lived and praised God in the womb of Saint Elizabeth. Nag-praise and worship si St. John the Baptist sa sinapupunan ni St. Elizabeth. No? And you know, St. John the Baptist is really a great precursor, no, of the Messiah. And there's a beautiful reflection of St. Augustine, if you are praying the breviary, no? The second reading in the breviary or office of the reading today is taken from the reflection of St. Augustine on this solemnity of the Nativity of St. John. And he said that John is the voice, but the Word is Christ. And St. John is great, or we can say St. John the Great about regarding St. John the Baptist, because he knows very well his mission, his ministry. And, no, sabi nga niya, di ba, sa gospel, sabi niya, he must increase and I must decrease. And on the time that Jesus is not yet, no, revealed to the public, no, and St. John's already baptizing, no, the baptism of repentance to the Israelites, no, he never took credit for himself. No? And he never thinks, no, of using that popularity, no, to become, no, what he is not. No? Kung tutusin, pwedeng gamitin ni St. John the Baptist yung time na yun na siya, no? Sabihin niya, ako ang Mesiyas. No? Because people are all over Israel is coming to St. John for baptism. But yet, St. John knew that he is the voice that shouts on the wilderness, no, to prepare the way of the Lord. No? He is the voice of God, no? And the voice, you can say, of the church. And he became effective of becoming that voice. Why? Because he always directs the people to Jesus, to God, not to himself. No? Not to himself, but to Jesus. And you know, my brothers and sisters, we need person like St. John the Baptist today to be the voice of God and the church to our society, to our nation. No? Sad to say, no, we do not imitate St. John the Baptist. No? That's why evil, no, prevails, because no one speaks for God and for His church. No? And, no, nakakalungkot isipin, no, that we use our voice for many things except using that voice to speak for God and for His church. No? Napakagaling natin, sabi nga, magsalita dito, doon. No? But we do not become the voice of God and His church for today. No? Where are you now? No? Nasaan ka, brother? Nasaan ka, sister? Are you becoming the voice of God and the church, in your family, in your parish, in your barangay, in your city, in your nation. No? Or are you afraid to voice out your faith? No? Do you let God use your voice for Him? No? Pinapagamit mo ba kay Lord yung boses mo? O baka pinapagamit mo sa demonyo ang boses mo imbis na kay Lord? No? Kapag kumanta ka sa video, okay, no? Kakanta ka, no? Umiiyak ang aking pusong nagurusa. Ngunit, ayun, bidyoke. Pagdating sa simbahan, kunin mo, O Diyos, at tanggapin mo. Ha? Pagsasabungan, Lordis, Lordis, sa pula, sa puti. Pag sa simbahan, no? Pag sinabing, let us pray the creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Halos hindi marinig yung boses. No? Pag sa chismisan, ay alam mo kumari, ay alam mo brother, ay alam mo sister. No? Pero pagdating sa pagdadasal ng rosaryo, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. So where are we using our voice? No? Brothers and sisters, no? We need modern St. John the Baptist today to be the voice of God and voice of His church to our society. Kaya mga, no? Kaya may mga dumarating na mga batas, mga ipinapasang batas na laban sa kalooban ng Diyos dahil walang mga Katoliko na nagsasabi, nagiging boses ng Diyos at ng simbahan sa lipunan, sa pamahalaan. No? We should be the voice of God and the church, no? Especially when it is against abortion, no? Against euthanasia, against contraception, against divorce, against same-sex marriage. We should be the voice of God and the church. Huh? Huwag na siya tayong tatahimik lang. Huwag tayong parang si, sabi nga eh, ay, sunog. Sunog. Sana. Parang si Kuya Cesar ba? Sana umulan ng pera yung dollar ha. No! We should be the voice of God and the church. No? We should speak out. No? Sabihin natin ang katotohanan sa ating mga kababayan, sa ating mga kapatid. No? The problem why we cannot, one of the reasons that we cannot become the voice of God and the church to others is because we are not directing them to God, except we are directing them to ourselves. No? Yung mga nagsasabi, ay, ako nagbaboses para sa mga may hirap. Boses ng mga may hirap, boses ng mga karamihan sa mga kababaihan, boses para sa mga bata. nagra-rally, no? But in the end, no, they are not really speaking for God. They are not directing them to God, but directing them to themselves and those who support them. No, kaya minsan, no, hindi kapanipaniwala yung mga nagra-rally. Bakit? No, sabi nga nun sa isang balita sa TV, no, na yung minsan yung mga nagra-rally kasi sinusuporta ng mga nasa kaliwa, ng mga leftists, mga communists. But they are not really speaking for the people. They are speaking for themselves. No? Instead of speaking for God and His church. Tayo nga, no? Maswerte tayo, lalo na dito sa Bicol. We have what? The Radio Caritas Mariae. Alam niyo ang ating radio, Radio Caritas Mariae, is the voice of God and the church here in Bicol. No? We are not here to speak only of the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate, of the Mim and Tofi. No. Radio Caritas Maria is speaking, voicing out the voice of God and His church. No? Kaya nga, no, ang aming radio, walang advertisement. Why? Because we want to be an effective, just like St. John the Baptist. No? We do not want to be manipulated. No? But we want to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God, sabi nga. Diba? Kaya nga, matugang, no? We are being challenged by the gospel and by Saint John the Baptist, no? Today we are being challenged. Are you the voice of God and the church in your family, most especially, and in your community? Do you become the voice of God or the voice of the devil in your family, in your society? No? Yan ang hamon sa atin, yan ang din ang ating examination of conscience sa araw na ito. Kung ikaw ay paramuda, no? Of course, no? You are not becoming the voice of God in the church, in your family, in your loved ones. But if you speak of God, you speak about Christ, you speak about our Blessed Mother, you are the voice of God and the church. Mga Katoliko na naaabot ng payak na humiliyang ito, hoy, gising! Magising na po tayo, mga Katoliko. Let us voice, be the voice of God and His church today. Huwag po tayong matakot. Sabi nga, diba, sa Gospel last Sunday, do not fear those who kill only the body but not the soul. Fear that who can kill the body and also who can kill the soul. And that is God. So mga brothers and sisters, let us ask our Blessed Mother, Mary Corredentrix, no, to become the voice of God and His church today. Praise be Jesus and Mary.